Give us our daily bread. When I first became a pastor, the wisdom embedded in the quotes below was beyond my grasp. I understood the words, but I did not have the bundles of associations, life experiences, required to relate to the lessons in the stories. Give us our daily bread was part of prayer the followers of Jesus prayed every day. The people who fed the hungry and gave drink to the thirsty entered into eternal life in the parable of the great day of judgment. In another parable, a rich man did not give food to a crippled man who watched him feast with his friends. The formerly rich man spent eternity in Sheol watching the formerly crippled man eat with Abraham every day. Bread, a meal, and a drink seem so insignificant in my reality. We have a refrigerator, freezer, and cabinets full of food. No matter where I am in my house, I am only a few steps away from a water faucet. Plus, we have cases of bottled water. In my world, I am much more likely to encounter lonely people, people under a great deal of stress, people who are worried about people they love, but feel helpless, etc. According to a scientific article I have read, loneliness, stress, worry, and helplessness produce pains that are very much like hunger and thirst. Today, a lot of us do more traveling and encountering people on Facebook than anywhere else. Scroll a little slower, pay closer attention to family members and friends you encounter, and watch for signs of loneliness, stress, worry, and helplessness. A few caring words, a text, a call, or even a visit might make their day more toke, just like giving a little food or a drink did in the Bible stories. Don't be surprised if you benefit from it more than they do and actually start hunting for people so you can go tove. Shalom. Jim Myers. Click here to subscribe to free BHC educational emails. Click here to donate and help us do this work.